Hello, everyone. Welcome to 8 Crit. My name is Jesse, and I am DMing this season for us all. We are playing The Witcher tabletop role-playing game. Very exciting. And we're going to quickly go around and introduce our characters. Maddie, do you want to go first?
I guess I'm going first. Yep. All right. Well, I am but a simple bard. And my name is the great Ronnie Gianfranco Destino III. But you, my colleagues, you may call me the great Ronnie Gianfranco Destino.
Yep.
And with me, my trusty companion, my little mutt that I've found on my travels, Osmodius Osborne, better known as Ozzy. And my mule, El King Diamante.
This is excellent energy. Thank you so much.
But picture like a 80s heavy metal lead singer. Just my shirt is basically only buttoned by the bottom button.
Alice Cooper, that's right.
Just like spewing chest hair everywhere. Very revealing and quite glamorous.
Although very practical. Sexual energy.
Yeah. I bring it.
Actually, great. I think I'm thinking more David Copperfield because of that.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got Brendan.
Yes. Hello. I'm Brendan White. I'm going to be playing Cass Voltana, a 140-year-old human mage, lover of the arcane arts. I've got a hawk named Blue Bear. And I've got a nice asphyxiation and love affair with prostitution, whorehouses, and everything debaucherous. I've seen many things, lived many stories, and I'm looking forward to making another one here with the guys.
Beautiful. Jono.
Yeah, so I'm Jono, and I'm playing Shadrach the Witcher from Nilfgaard. I'm 110 years old. Lived a little, but not as much as some others. I'm just here to kill monsters and make the world a better place.
Excellent.
And get paid. Yeah.
Get that sweet, sweet gold.
And this is my my mock-up. It's like a younger, middle-aged Mark Hamill.
Beautiful.
Older than he does now in that photo, though.
Well, I actually de-aged him in that photo.
There you go.
I took out the wrinkles, but kept the greys. Because I figure like the witches have the white hair, but the skin, you know, they use those skin products.
They do. Skin mutagens.
Did you color the eyes as well? Because it looks like he's got...
I stole that from someone wanted to fan cast him as...
Vesemir.
As Vesemir, yeah. And yeah.
I'm into that.
So someone did the heavy lifting for me with the medallion and the sword.
Beautiful. Finally, we have Will.
Lastly, hi, my name is Will, and I'm playing Barclay, a dwarf merchant. Barclay has a great wolf that he found called Coin. Or Crown. We'll call him Crown.
Crown?
Yeah, I didn't plan for Crown because I wasn't sure if we're going to be doing animals, but everyone else has one, so I'm calling him Crown. He's quite well known. He's got a high reputation.
Your merchant or Crown?
My merchant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably great. Because Barclay. Of Crown, but, you know, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, that dwarf with that massive wolf.
Yeah.
That's that guy.
The grouchy dwarf that sounds like he's from New Jersey.
You all got character voices ready? I know Maddie does. I'm very excited, but curious.
I'm just going with as is. Like, I just worry that I'm going to break character too much. So I'm like,
sure.
I'm just going to keep with my dulcet tone here. So this is Case Voltana experience right now. So
I'm just going to drop it down like slightly lower.
Yes. Yeah. Get some of that grizzled
action. Yeah, some of that.
I've been watching a lot of The Sopranos lately, which is my first time watching it. And so I feel like I'm going to be trying that and probably failing, but we'll see.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I'm going to have several voices throughout the day. So sorry if they're terrible, but you get what you get.
What about the great Ronnie Gianfranco?
Oh, the great Ronnie Gianfranco Destino III.
Shut it
I'll
down.
Just do it
we're
that.
Going home.
This and is then we'll classic just, like, bard energy.
Yeah, bust into some heavy metal.
Yeah.
Heavy metal! Every time I go to bust out my song, so we'll figure it out from there. Basically, just every Dio and Sabbath song, but just with whatever the hell we're up to.
1263 Sintra, the city where it all begins. Sintra itself is a vibrant city consisting of three layers of walls. The outer layer runs around the city just shy of the banks of the Yaruga River, leaving farms and homes to the south outside its protection. Inside these walls is a large dock opening out to the North Sea. Large, exciting markets buffer the outer district with smells of imported spices as well as goods from Skellig and the north. Trade businesses and homes make up the largest district of the city. The inner walls of the city separate the nobility from the rabble of everyday. Exquisite buildings and gardens cover the insides of these walls. And finally, the Inner Keep, a magic-imbued wall that protects the castle of Sintra. The city sits on the northwest of the kingdom, where the Yaruga River meets the North Sea. a powerful nation ruled by Queen Calanthe, the Lioness of Sintra, a fierce and brutal warrior queen. The Battle of Marindal rages southeast of Sintra at the Marindal Steps. The city anxiously awaits its outcome, wondering whether Calanthe can drive back the hordes of the invaders, or if Nilfgaard will be marching forward against the Northlings of the North. Amidst this trouble, four adventurers in Sintra all receive the same letter. If you value coin and your life, come to the Lion's Den Inn at midnight tonight. Signed, Bon Ap Beg. Bon Ap Beg is a powerful underworld figure in Sintra, and it would be unwise to reject his call. It's dark. The streets are quiet. The hustle and bustle of the day has faded away. Yet the cool night hides within it an energy reserved for the city's unsavory criminals, using the dark to their advantage. A shout is heard in the distance. A cat hisses and runs away. A loud thud is heard from a building. And finally, footfalls on the cobble streets echo throughout the night. Individually, you all walk throughout the city. Midnight arrives and you make your way inside the Lion's Den Inn, observing your fellow letter recipients. So tell us what each of you all see, and we'll start with Will. What do you look like? What does Barclay look like?
Barclay's quite short. He's about 4 feet tall. He makes his way to the bar and gets the attention of the bartender.
Every time. Every game we play.
But this time it's not for drink. This time it is to just, you know, he's a businessman. He's a merchant. He's seeing if the troubles that he is hearing whispers of. Do we know of the troubles that we've been hearing whispers
not
of?
Not really. You know that there's a war going on in the south, but okay, you don't know how it's going.
Okay, well, he's gonna inquire with the bartender about the war in the south and how that's affected trade.
It's interesting. As soon as you all enter the tavern, you actually notice that the staff sort of see you, they look over to someone, a chair, and they all hurriedly leave. So as you approach the bartender, he's like,
a bartender, I gotta... No? Okay. I'll catch you later.
Jono, what does your witcher look like? Tell us a bit about Shadrach.
Yeah, so Shadrach is approximately 6'1". He's got the long flowing grey salt and pepper hair and the moustache kind of goatee combo.
Nice.
So, you know, he lets it get a bit wild on those big trips out in the countryside, but when he's back in town, he likes to tidy it up a little.
Just, okay. Yeah. So he's a bit cleaner and more well-kept now.
For himself, not for anyone else. Just, you know, to be respectable. And when he arrives, I think he arrived a few hours early, actually. To sink a few frothies, just to unwind after a day of witchering.
Right. Because you're a witcher, I'm not going to make you piss drunk for this scene. You can hold your liquor a bit better.
Yeah, just to kind of like absorb the culture of that particular part of the city.
Yeah, you notice that there are a lot of clearly criminal people in this bar. A lot of comings and goings from different runners that you've sighted. You're like, well, that guy's clearly up to no good. That guy's giving information. That man just stabbed a dude. So on and so forth. That's what your day consists of, your few hours before this.
Sure, good to know.
Brendan.
Yeah, so I am, I guess, as far as the facial aesthetic, I feel like I've got a bit of Aragorn from the cinema, Lord of the Rings, you know, sort of shoulder-length hair, bit of a beard, got the cloak. Like to remain a little bit incognito. I'm a bit of a mage for hire, wandering around, trying to do what I can for crowns. So I'm sort of off center, sort of just beside the fireplace, grabbed a little nook there, sipping a drink, having a feast, just sort of surveying the scene, waiting to sort of see how this plays out now that there's a bit of unrest in the tavern. So
great. I dread the question. The great Ronnie Gian Franco Destino III, tell us about what you visually look like and how you've gotten to this tavern.
So just picture like seasoned 80s heavy metal glam rocker. Just my face looks pretty haggard. I've just been smoking and drinking for my entire lifespan. I look far older than what I am, even though I appear to be in my... I'm 51, but I look like I could be pushing 60. I've seen some shit. And I definitely come in late to the party here. I reckon I'm the last one to arrive in this inn, with wine already just oozing from my breath.
Wow.
And as I kick the door open, there's definitely an air of confidence about me. Even though I'm a little bit pissed as I walk in the door, I can quickly survey and realize that shit ain't right. The energy is different and not what I was expecting, so I've come to bring the ruckus to a place where there is no ruckus to be brought. So I'm a little bit deflated, especially when I've looked over at the bar and noticed there is no barkeep sitting there to pour me another ale. So that sort of sets who I am. And I'm sort of stumbling around. I can walk. We're okay, but I've definitely had a couple of wines.
Great.
And I definitely have my clothes sort of hanging off me as if I've just been somewhere a little bit naughty prior to the inn's adventure.
Great. So the inside of the inn's fairly typical. There's a large wooden bar with carved lion motifs on its face, several wall sconces and large candles inside, and a set of stairs beyond the communal table area leads up to the bedrooms above. However, the inn is noticeably quiet. That much is obvious to you. No attendant at the bar, no customers drinking, just the two burly mercenaries flanking either side of the doorway out into the black streets of the night. There is a black and gold cushioned armchair with a high back placed in front of a large fireplace that warms the entire inn. One of the mercs collects you all together and gestures for you to move over to a figure sitting at the armchair. You see the flick of a wrist and the mercs casually saunter you over to the chair. There is a man sitting in this chair. You can't see him, but there is two sort of long benches for you all to sit at, and you see another quick flick of the wrist gesture for you all to sit down.
All right, fellas. It's been a while.
Casually approach the bench, sit down beside my disheveled friend. yeah, he looks eerily familiar. I can't quite place him just yet, but I know the face. I know the smell of the sir sitting beside me here, unkempt, yet also looking very much together at the same time, which has always been a paradox that I can't comprehend. But I sit down, just silently nod to everybody and await the next iteration.
Yeah, you all scurry on over and take a seat, and you see a man sitting in this chair. This must be Bonap Beg, the man who's called you here, the underworld figure. Bonap Beg is a muscular man in his late 50s with a polished bald head. He has a fine black mustache and an inescapable piercing gaze. He's wearing fine leather trousers, small ankle boots, and a black and white gamisson with a popped collar. Exquisite gold filigree details cover the chest piece. He is comfortably sitting in his armchair, sipping on wine from an impeccable crystal stemware. And as you all move in and sit down, he sees you and gestures for you to sit either side of him. And he also gestures to a small table with wine on it with a few flagons to pour yourselves a drink.
I think Barclay is a bit of a schmoozer. So he would probably go up to Bonat Beg and attempt to shake his hand or offer his hand. Mr. Beg, I've heard a lot of things. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
He stares you down and is... Please.
Did the handshake occur?
No.
Okay, sir.
He sort of waits for you to pour yourselves a drink.
I have no hesitation in doing such a thing. So immediately, we're at a bar or are we on chairs?
You're like on a bench.
Like a bench.
On a bench?
Yeah, table,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. So I'm just sort of positioned myself awkwardly in between two of you. So I've just sort of kicked you both out of the way and just sort of like slid on into the bench. And immediately I'm just pouring myself a massive glass of wine, enough for at least three of you.
Yeah.
And I get a couple of looks because I've definitely taken more than my fill's worth of wine. And then I grab my wine.
Save some for the rest of us, Ronnie.
That might be hard, my friend, Sir Bonap. I can take it that I'm not here to perform my mystical arts in front of anyone because it appears as though we do not have an audience at all.
And I've just sort of stared at Bonap and I've just made myself quite pronounced and annoyed.
Yeah, and he sort of does give you this. He's like, okay, you're an idiot. It's fine. I'll move on with my life.
Yeah.
it's fortunate you value your lives. Welcome to my humble inn. Now, I'm not going to waste time. Upstanding residents such as yourselves... You're here to do a job for me, but before we begin, you must understand that what I'm about to tell you does not leave this room on threat of your life. Am I clear?
Crystal clear.
Just nodding over here.
Sad news, my friends. Queen Calanthe has lost her fight. She's retreating as we speak. She will arrive in 2 days, followed by the Nilfgaard army. Sintra is figuratively lost. I know that might be sad for you all to hear, but it's the truth. Sintra might as well have fallen already, but I don't know about you, but I want out of this alive and without losing everything I've built up over the years. But as it stands, we still have to leave. So how does one liquidate everything they own in 2 days? Well, the short answer is you don't. You steal as much gold ducats as you can and get the fuck out, which is why you're all here. You lot are going to heist the royal treasury the night Queen Calanthe returns, and together we're all going to sail the fuck out of here north. How does that sound?
The royal treasury.
Yes.
I don't know about you guys. I've never broken into any sort of treasury, let alone the royal treasury.
No, but you are a merchant. You have your ways. That's why you're here. You're all here for the particular set of skills that you have.
You know, I've built these particular skills over a very long career.
My friends, I am not very good at breaking in, but I assure you, I can break out.
So, Bonap, how do you intend for us to heist the treasury? I'm sure you've thought this out in grave detail, and you've got a plan in
place.
Well,
as it stands, no, I don't have a plan. I only got this information quite recently, but I do have a key, one of two keys required to open the treasury. I know the other one is close by the treasury door. So it's just a matter of fact of getting in. One, getting through into the, past the castle walls, into the castle, into the treasury, killing the thing that guards it, and then escaping, I suggest, in a number of ways. Either way, I will have a ship ready for you, with the gold on your person. We will then sail north.
The thing that guards it, yeah. You were very, very
yes,
avoidant
well,
to that information.
There is a reason a Witcher is present. I don't usually entertain their company. He looks towards you, Shadrach, and is like, I don't know what guards it, but it is a something, not a someone. That is for you to figure out. Look.
Going to need more information than this.
You are, which is, well, you're a Witcher. That's what you do. It's your job, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Fucking sass on
that. Yeah, you can see he is not...
For the right price, like, you know, we need to talk the finances first, maybe.
Sure. I
get
offer
straight.
A 50-50 split of your takings.
And what are the proposed takings? Do we have an estimate of what is currently held in the treasury?
I do have an estimate, yes. I do have it. Did my notes here? Let me have a look. He pulls out a quick pad and starts flicking through it. He's like, yes, notes and the money. Where is it?
He's going, I should have known this before.
No, I do. And this is the thing. I did write the number
God
down. I just can't
Bonap.
Remember where I...
You son of a bitch.
140,000 ducats. Ducats is just the name of the currency in Sintra at this time in Witcher lore. It is the same as crowns. Just consider it as such.
So this would be 70,000 to divide by the four of us?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so just under 18,000 crowns apiece there, boys. What do you say?
There's some good maths there.
I say, we have to get the hell out of here anyway. We may as well leave it with a fistful of cash, my friends.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
So rather more than a fistful, gentlemen, I will... possibly state the obvious, but how does one move all that gold? The average person can carry roughly 5,000, I guess.
I got a mule and a cart outside. We're fine.
I've parked El Diamante, the greatest mule in all the lands out the front, my sir, and I can guarantee you that he can at least carry his fair share, so
all
I
right.
will have it covered.
All right, I'd like to point out that you'll need to get mules through the walls, into the castle, into the aqueducts, into the catacombs, to the royal treasury.
You make it sound difficult.
Well, I'm just pointing it out there. You know, it's
hey, Cass,
there is
as an
issues.
Aside. Yeah, how my telekinesis spell? What kind of weight can that carry?
That's a great question. If you give me just a moment, I will tell you. Exactly.
Come on,
how
Bonap,
much
you should know these things.
Bonap is not a mage. You know that of him.
I have a question for Cass as well, though. Hey, Cass, how are you with the old portals these days? If you could portal us straight into a bank.
It's been a while. Portaling has never been my forte. I was terrible at the game and terrible at it in real life, but I can throw a mean fireball. Okay. So we'll see.
No portals.
We'll see. If I stay off the wine for the rest of the evening, maybe we're a shot at portaling in and out. But sadly, my portal ability, I need to have been there first before I can portal there. That's, you know, I was one of the lowest in the portaling class at mage
school. Well, it's good that
school.
You have 2 days to figure this out then. I suggest, the thing is, we can't do the heist until Queen Calanthe arrives back. In the chaos, there won't be guards. That is the time to do it. You can't do it before, because then we're sitting in the city with, you know, a mountain of gold.
We need to acquire some kind of transportation and...
Oh, we've got some mules.
Mechanism.
We just need to work out how to get the mules
in. Not only
in.
Just some mules. You've got El Diamante, the greatest mule in all of the land, my friend.
We've got the greatest mule and potentially the second greatest mule there that the
Barclay
has.
Oh, he's not anything great, but he's a hardy mule. He does
so,
his job.
He's got a big wolf too.
So your telepathy spell is communication, not telekinesis.
You sure? I wrote it down as telekinesis somewhere.
I have... Is it a novice spell called telepathy? Is there telekinesis? I don't see
telekinesis allows you to lift and manipulate an object up to 5 ENC per point of spellcasting as though you were holding it.
Okay.
Is what I've got scribed down here.
Do you have a...
Sounds like there would be a weight
telepathic spine.
I thought it was a novice.
Yeah,
I looked through the spells for an awfully long time.
Telekinesis, it's there. Why can't I see it here? Interesting. Magic healing. Am I blind, perhaps? Fine, telekinesis. Well, there's...
You have to open your eyes, Jesse.
Yeah, yeah. Eat my entire ass, Will.
All of it.
All of it.
With a spoon.
I found it. Okay. So allows you to lift and manipulate an object up to 5 encumbrance per 1 point of spell casting. Okay. So for every stamina, 5 encumbrance roughly is, we will say, let's go with 10 kilos.
Okay. So I'm not carrying all the gold out with my mind powers, fellas, but I can make the shit out of a portal if you can get me in there.
We could do like increments, like at a time. You use up all your stamina though, wouldn't you? Yeah. Okay, we need some kind of pulley system.
That's for you to sort out, not me. Look, as far as the monster's concerned, there is a monster guarding the treasury. I don't know what it is. There is someone, I believe, who has experience in it, specifically some vagrant by the name of Harnazir, said to live through an attack by the treasury terror. He sarcastically air quotes. He's a human in the elven slums.
Okay, better make my way to the elven slums.
And look, I've arranged for their transportation out of the city. All you need to do is get to the docks after the heist via way of the aqueducts. It will take you right in there.
All right.
But this is the best time to do it. There is no city guard. There's no it's only the city guard. There's no military. The royal guards are too worried about the princess also. And the returning military will be occupied with the Nilfgaard followers. So we have everything to gain and everything to lose. So,
do we have the layout of the facility?
Nope.
Where might we acquire one?
I think that's on us. Mm. If they're going to be giving us 70,000...
well, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking us.
Ducats.
Any ideas?
Anyone heavily familiar with this area? Anyone got any local contacts we can potentially squeeze? Barclay, merchantman.
I have surely two acquaintances. There's a noble that owes me a favor.
Mm. Yes, you do, actually.
Same.
Me too.
Will that noble be in the city?
I was thinking about this, and I'm going to say right now. So if you have someone that owes you a favor, you can absolutely cash that in. However, that is campaign.
Yeah, that can carry.
That can carry. So if you use this now, that is, you absolutely can, but that favor is gone for the rest of the game if we ever continue to play.
I'm owed favors by multiple powerful mages, and I'm going to assume that maybe the house mage for the queen, I'm pretty tight with, and I can call in a favor to get us in there to maybe survey this joint.
The mage is probably not going to be too keen on us going in to steal everything.
It doesn't need to know the finer details.
That's
but,
fair enough.
You know, I saved him from a vicious bout of gonorrhea.
We have 2 days to prepare, so.
By burning his dick off. Yeah, yeah.
Burned very precisely around the region.
All right, gentlemen, if you need me, I shall be in my tavern doing what I need to do to get ready for 2 days' time. I suggest you either start now, it's the night, or get some rest. It's up to you. There is a room here for each of you covered.
I don't think we're going to get too much done aside from maybe a bit of chit-chat tonight.
Yeah, I think a bit of brainstorming is certainly... I like to get my work done of an evening. I'm more of a night owl than an early riser, that's for sure.
Bonnet Beg stands up, he clicks his fingers, and the guards come over and move his chair as he stands up, and he makes his way into a back room. And he leaves the carafe on the table for you and tells you, help yourself. But you now have the room, you can talk freely.
The well-traveled skill,
yes.
Is that limited to how many times I can use it?
Not necessarily, no.
So can I roll for a fact about...
Sintra?
About the armory specifically, just to see if I know anything about
treasury.
It.
Treasury.
The treasury, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, you may attempt a roll. Go for it.
No. So that's a 14 then.
14, no. You don't know anything about the royal treasury here in Sintra, other than what Bonnet Beg has just told you.
I ain't never heard of this place before. I don't know nothing.
Who else? I'm just scanning the tavern at the moment. Who else is in the tavern? Is there anyone else, or is it just us? It's just us. Okay.
Just you guys. And there's one guard behind, just waiting to show you the rooms, but that's it.
So plan of attack. Tomorrow I'm going to head down to the Elven Slums. Any of you are welcome to join me, but it's a man there. Mr. Azir, as was pointed out, who may know something about this beast we got to take care of. That's first thing from my side of things. Secondly, we got to get the lay of the land. Need some layout designs, maybe a blueprint or two. Anyone have any ideas for where we're going to pull that? You guys have anyone who owes you favors, perhaps?
Well, I'm not sure if the fabled mage Chris Angel is still working at the castle, but...
No, it's not Chris Angel, unfortunately. It is, however, Mousak.
Okay.
From Mousak.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the fabled mage Mousak is still in town, but the dude owes me a favor. Okay. So
he is in town.
I might make a call in tomorrow just to sort of see what's up and see what I can get as far as the treasury goes, because we go ways back.
Maybe we should split up tomorrow. Two of us attack the...
Two groups of two.
You know, the slums, and then two go for the for Mousak.
Oh, Cass, my good friend, maybe you and I should enter the keep together, and maybe we can divulge our plan in a different venue, something a little more intimate down the road.
I knew I've seen you from somewhere, and that interests me. Highly.
Three of you are ex-Nilfgaard, aren't you? Can you all roll an education check, please?
Is that with a d10?
Yep. Yep. Always with a d10.
Two. Plus eight. 10.
21.
So my total is 12.
8, 12, 21. Neither of you two sort of made it, but you definitely did, Cass. Bonat Beg is definitely a Nilfgaardian name.
Gotcha.
Yep. Okay. And black and gold is also Nilfgaardian colors. I don't know what you think that might tell you, but you... tell that this man either is Nilfgaardian, was Nilfgaardian, perhaps similar to yourselves.
So he probably has some insight. Obviously, he's got insight as to the invasion, the impending invasion happening in 2 days' time.
So,
and he might be more open to trusting us because we're of the similar bloodlines.
Before we get too deep into this, what do you know about Mr. Bonap Beg? Is he going to deliver on his promise for the 50%, or is he potentially going to screw us over?
From my dealings with him over the years, he's always been an honest fellow. Mm-hmm. Bit of a pussy, always getting other people to do the work for him, but he runs a tight ship here at the tavern. Hearty flow of mead and whores, so I've got little to complain about. I haven't had any bad blood with Bonap. What about you?
He's let me into his fine establishment many a times when one would say I should have been refused entry. So myself and Bonap go back far enough to say that I trust him enough to let us continue on with this journey.
I've never had the pleasure.
You can do a streetwise check if you like to see what you've heard. Will.
Can I do a check to see if I've had dealings with him in the past?
Maybe do a business check for me.
Oh, gladly. That is a 22.
22, and what was...
It's a 15 for
15.
Me.
You've heard... These two seem to have a very different story about Bonap than you do. They've clearly had positive dealings with him, but from what you've heard around town, you know that he is a very powerful underworld figure and he's not above getting his hands dirty. At least when he started out, he was very... active physically now, so not so much because he has a bit more power and money behind him. He doesn't do the footwork.
So I've never had the pleasure, but I've certainly heard a tale or two in my years. A younger Bonap Beg is the kind of guy who, you know, that feeling you get when you slit someone's throat and the blood pours out, and you kind of, oh, it's like doesn't feel
can't say I do
that great.
No. Yeah.
Anyway. No, not quite, sir.
He's the kind of guy that would do it with a smile on his face, you know, without even a how do you do? Just walk straight up to a guy and that's it. So, you know, maybe he's softened up in his years. Maybe he's a bit more trustworthy. He's certainly made a name for himself with a bit of respect. But I think we just need to keep one eye open when we're dealing with this guy.
Barclay has done some dealings with him. You've actually sold him some imported mead since coming to Sintra, which he was very grateful and happy to purchase from you at a decent price. You assume that's how we got your details, and then you got the letter calling you here tonight.
Can I add to that, or do you want
to? Yeah, you can add to that.
I never dealt with Bonap Beg directly. I sold him some mead once. He purchased some items, in quotation marks, from me, which I then went and purchased more items from some associates in different cities. Look, there's been a lot of gold changing hands. I wouldn't cross the guy, but he's never done me wrong. But again, I never met him directly until today. So I don't know. Take it as you will.
What would you like to do? You can either go to sleep or you can start doing stuff if you like. Consider that everyone else is asleep. But
What is the rough time at the moment? Like midnight?
It's probably about one in the morning now. Yep. After that chat and him telling you what he wants and, you know, his plan.
Okay. So is the rough plan that we've got on the table at the moment is we're gonna divide and conquer. You guys are going to the slums to try and look for Hanazir, the monster survivor, and we're gonna go try and find our friend Malsak. Malsak, stand by. It's been a long night. The successor of Chris Angel there. So, what's everyone feeling about that? Is that the first port of call? We got 2 days to pull off the greatest heist of all time.
I think that's a good.
I think we don't need four of us in one location. It's a bit overkill, unless there's some hijinks involved. But you know, we'll see what happens.
We do love hijinks.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, Cass, my friend, shall we divulge our plan in a separate venue and let these two fine gentlemen get a night's rest?
We shall, my friend. Let's do it.
Great.
So we're going to do some debaucherous adventures while you guys can do whatever the hell you want.
The next morning, tomorrow, because you will both have a +1 to charisma.
Yep.
Because sounds good. You feel good about yourselves.
Yeah.
For a night of debauchery.
Before I go to bed, I'm going to go and put the mule in the stable, put the cart, make sure the cart's secure. While I'm there, can I do some sort of check to work out what I've got in the cart? It just said 1,000 crowns of common/everyday items.
Yep.
Specifically, I'm checking to see if I've got any medical supplies, rations, or fresh water skins.
You will definitely have food. You don't need to do a check for it, but you definitely have a lot of food. A lot of your finer goods you've already managed to sell here. Mm-hmm. You generally come to town empty-handed, and you don't want to hold on to your items because that's how you make money. So mainly all you have left is a variety of food and drink. You do have some rope, some grain, some sacks, some everyday items that you just would use that you can sell. There is some bed rolls, you've got some candles, satchels, some gear to make fences, some locks, a couple of maps of the continent, and a tent and some colognes.
I need to know what price you got on those colognes there.
For you, oh, it's so cheap, so cheap.
All right, so the next morning, you all wake up feeling pretty good. You managed to get a decent night's sleep, although the threat of impending war is a bit stressful. You realize that that's in the back of your brain, knowing that 2 days away, Nilfgaard are going to be here. So you know your time is short. So the way this is going to work, you can do whatever you want, but obviously time is going to progress. So at the end of each time you've done something, I will determine how long that's taken, and that's how we will move forward. So what time does everyone wake up? I know you two have had a big night, in quotes. So
Woken up fire-eyed. Like, I am feeling it today.
Minus stamina.
Can I cast some kind of healing on myself to cleanse?
Tell me.
I do have... I've got magic healing, so I'm almost like eye-dropping some magic healing abilities as up just to sort of refresh myself.
You can refresh yourself, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't bounce back the way I used to being 140 years old. Still look phenomenal. Great. Still don't last very long, but it's a hell of a time. But I've magic healinged my eyes, feeling good, eating a big dirty meal, waiting for my fellow debaucherous friend to roll out of bed so we can make our way to the castle.
Great. So we will start with you two then. So just to show you, this is a map of Sintra that we have here. You can see there are several walls around the city, but the inner wall, which is here and goes around this sort of nicer district, you can't actually get in there. You aren't of any noble blood or anything like that. You need someone to get you in there, essentially. So that's your first sort of main challenge, is getting through the inner wall. You'll only need to figure out a way through it once, and then you have essentially got that way. Get creative. See what you can do.
No, we're going to see Malsak. So we're heading towards that castle wall.
Yeah, you all meet up in the street outside the tavern.
Before you head off, I have the ability to forge documents. So if you want to utilize that, I could potentially get you some clearance to get through, unless you have other abilities you want to test out.
I thought nothing but a fabled tale of our adventures would woo the guards into letting us in. But sir, I believe a forged document might do the job a little bit better. And also, I'm a bit haggard from the night before, but I'm in my element.
Like,
I look pretty disheveled.
It's when you're sober, that's the problem.
The problem is when I'm sober, but right now I'm feeling good. I'm confident. And I basically walked out of the
Straight out of the whorehouse.
With like the Noah's Ark of companions have just like left my room. I've got two of everything. So I've been well versed in everything that Sindra has to offer.
While you were out, I took the liberty of forging some entry papers.
Do you want to go ahead and roll the forgery skill for me, please?
So my base is 9 and 2 is 11.
11. So you've that is
there
for...
There might be some shitty documents.
They look pretty good, but
That will be for Ronnie.
Okay.
Ronnie's got an 11, and do you want to roll again for Cass, please?
So that would be 16.
16.
For Cass.
Okay. Cass, yours are very convincing. They seem to be claiming that you have relation to a Centra noble, and you are their house mage. Ronnie, yours are passable. Your concern is that it has your real name on it, and it claims that you're a minstrel to the royal family, which you do not look the part.
Yep.
You're very aware of your patrons and who do sort of want you to perform, and very rarely do nobles ever invite you back.
Gotcha.
You're not stupid. You might be a drunk, but you know that it's like, oh, I'd never get in there.
Yeah.
I had 5 candles to do the seals as well. Does that improve the forgery at all?
It will be a part of the forgery itself.
Do I need to cross them out of my inventory?
No, because you have a forger's kit. Okay. So that's plenty. Yeah, so you might need to do a bit of talking.
A bit of Ronnie.
Yeah, great.
Easy.
You guys make your way up to one of the gates of the inner wall, and you are greeted by a female guard that you actually know. Your time in Sintra, regardless of how long you've been here, you do know this particular guard. She's an affable female human member of the Sintric Guard. She wears an exquisite set of Sintran plate armor, except the helmet. She's quite short. She has mid-length blonde hair in a braid. And she's the only female member of the Sintric Guard, which makes her take her job very seriously. She's friendly, but only because she can beat the shit out of anyone who tries her. She's the daughter of a noble, and despite going against the standard for noble girls, her position in the Sintric Guard makes her family proud. And the rumors say she's half Skelligan. So that's sort of what you know of her. And she sees you both and she remembers you by name. She's like, oh, hello, Cass, Ronnie Gianfranco Destino III.
The Great.
Great, sorry.
The Great Ronnie the great. Gianfranco Destino.
Maybe they're on really close terms. So
yeah. Yeah. No, he's tried, but absolutely not. Good to see you, Rassendra, if you remember. Yes.
Rassendra, what's going on? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple of days or so. Hello. I don't know if you're going to... what are you doing here?
My good friend Cass here was after to seek your lovely mage, Mousak, I believe his name was.
Mousak.
Mousak. Oh, yes. Mousak.
Yeah. I've just got some business in town. Mousak, old friend of mine. Just wanted to sort of rekindle and catch up on a couple of lingering business ventures we're on. So hoping, you know, we've known each other for a while now, pretty trustworthy, had a couple of good nights here in town. Maybe you can just let us through so we can... be on our way?
Sure, as long as you have your papers in order, I can let you through.
Oh, yes. These papers. There you go, Rassendra.
She looks over yours and she's like, oh, yes, great. Oh, so you know the TIG. Good. Wonderful.
Yep, love the
you
TIG.
Can get through.
I'm like dusted mine off. As
Ronnie?
I pull mine out of my pocket and it's looking pretty haggard. I've dusted it off and I've just sort of like...
She sort of takes
it up.
Yeah.
And she has a look and I'm going to roll. Oh, Ronnie, you know I can't accept this. It's clearly fake.
What do you mean, Rassendra? These are documents as legitimate as I am.
And let me tell you, I am very legitimate.
But Ronnie, your name is wrong. It's spelt wrong.
Oh, no. They spelt Ronnie with a K.
Yeah. So if you could give me your actual papers, that would be wonderful.
Oh, my actual papers. About those things. So I've pretty much forgotten my past. So there's like nothing.
Yeah, you know,
nothing
and
exists.
You don't have them.
I don't
either.
Have them. Yeah.
We got a +1 to charisma. Maybe swerve your way in
but
there.
But yeah, Rassendra, allow me please to enter this fine facility of yours. Your halls, the tales I could tell about them for decades to come. The stories that could come up of your name to sing throughout the lands. Rassendra, please allow me to enter.
Can you roll a charisma check for me, please?
Yeah.
And you got a +1 to charisma as well.
Yeah, that's a 2, bro.
2, 3 plus your charisma score.
16.
16? That'll do it. She's like, well, Ronnie, all right, fine, but you can't cause any trouble. These are nobles. inside the walls, okay?
Rassendra, you have my word. And as I've said that, I've pulled out my flask and taken this.
So like, if I regret this, I won't let you back in.
Oh, but Rassendra, the tales I will tell.
She leans back and she calls out, all right, let them through. And you see the gates, the portcullis of the inner walls to the city open. And you make your way into the nicer part of town.
Cass, my friend. Now, when we enter and meet your good dearest friend, Mousak, what is the...
Mousak.
Yes, the great Mousak. What exactly shall I do?
You just stand there and look pretty, my friend.
Oh, my friend, you know, that I can most definitely do.
You do it well. Let me do the talking. We go ways, ways back.
But and, what I do got... you say that I, while you're entertaining your dear friend, the Mousak, I slip off and have a little peruse of the facilities?
I say, just be careful. Please, please. We're in here on a wing and a prayer right now. And
keep your pants on.
We don't want to get Rassendra into any trouble.
Oh, Rassendra will be fine. She can handle herself just like I can too. You have nothing to worry about, my dear friend.
That's some famous last words. I feel I'm going to regret this, the great Ronnie, but just please to God, be careful.
But Cass, the tales I will tell.
Oh my God. It's always about the tales with you.
All right, I think that's a good point to skip over to you two. So as you guys make your way through the city, you eventually go out the northern gate and make your way into the slums, the elven slums. It's pretty bad in here. You know that elves, being non-humans, get treated bad, and they also get treated the worst out of all the non-humans, possibly worse than witches or dwarves will ever get treated.
How are the elves acting towards our presence?
They don't mind Barclay. Mm-hmm. You can see that they're not particularly concerned about Barclay, but witches are famously disliked by all peoples. Everyone's mm-hmm. sort of wary of you. And it's as simple as it's someone seeing you and sort of just not moving and getting out of your way, or people whispering as you go by. This is pretty standard stuff for a witcher, though. Mm-hmm. You're used to it, so it's not particularly upsetting. It's a pretty downtrodden area, but yeah, so how are you going to find this man?
Is Harnazir known to both of us or just to me?
No, you don't actually know Harnazir at all.
Okay, so he was known to Bonap.
Bonap just knew him and said, well, okay, I think there's this one guy who's survived an attack. Okay. So you need to find this guy.
So Barclay, you got any thoughts where we should start off?
I think here looks like a pretty good spot, and I'm just going to pull my mule up and start ringing the bell and saying, merchant in town, come get your supplies. There's army on the way. Wars are coming. You don't want to be caught unaware.
The moment you say that, you actually sort of, a lot of the elves sort of get alert, and they're like, and a few come up to you and it's like, excuse me, sir, what you talk about? There's war coming.
There's war coming. An army's on the road from the south. I got supplies here. I got some water skins. I got some maps. I got some bedrolls. You don't want to be caught unawares when you have to flee the city.
The moment you start talking about fleeing the city and that war's coming, you see a rather large crowd start to gather, and they start purchasing anything they can with what little money they have. So can you please roll for me 2d10s?
2d10s, all right. That's a 10 and 2 10s.
Jeez. 2 10s, all right. You make 200 gold.
Oh.
Selling to poor people, war profiteering. Good job.
Hey, I'm a merchant. I'm not a good guy.
Yeah, fair. Unfortunately,
capitalistic greed.
Unfortunately for you, Shadrach, you stand there as Barclay starts selling stuff, and you're there for like an hour and a half, and you're just watching this guy, and you're like, "What are you doing?"
Well, I assumed that as I was selling to things, I might be saying to people, "I'm looking for my friend Han Nazir. Have you seen him around? Is he out today? What's going on?"
Not many people know Han Nazir. Personally, you go, yeah, a few people say, oh, I've heard that name, but I don't actually know him. They do, however, direct you to a woman called Luashe. She is a local matriarch elf and woman, and she seems to know the slums pretty well. She knows everyone that sort of goes in and out. So if you need to find someone in the slums, it's best to talk to her.
Well, I'm glad you made some coin out of that, because all we got was one name in an hour and a half.
A pretty good name, if you ask me.
All right, all right.
Luashe rolls off the tongue, you know?
Luashe.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. So we're making our way down. We know where Lou is.
Yeah, you know where Lou is.
So we'll give her on the front door.
You sort of see like a very shy elven woman with full moon glasses sort of poke her head out of the shack that you just knocked on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hello?
I think you should do the talking.
Can I roll a social etiquette check to know if I
Sure.
Yeah, you know, like to know if I know how to act in when dealing with elves.
Elves, sure. Absolutely.
22.
Great. You know that for the most part, elves want to be treated like their people.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's a good start.
They don't really necessarily want to be treated any differently. You know that elves long for a time where their world was theirs, and they are quite fixated on that. Mm. They live long lives, and you know they know Sintra was once an elven city called Zintria. They commonly bring it up, but there is a sadness among the more humanized elves that they're like, well, that's never going to happen, and we just have to live like this now. Mm. So the social etiquette is just to treat them like people. They don't really want to be treated any different. Respect goes a long way.
Okay. I take off my hat and I put it like on my chest. I say, ma'am, my name is Barclay and this is my friend Shadrach. We're looking for someone that you might know. We need some information on Zintria here, and we figure you'd be the best person to speak to.
She does open her door more and comes out to actually properly greet you because you were so polite. She's a young elven woman with long brown hair and full moon spectacles. She wears a short dress with riding leather pants underneath. And you can see that she has a book of elven literature strapped to her side. You can tell she hasn't eaten in a while. That much is obvious, but it's also obvious for everyone here in the slums. Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Barclay, Witcher.
I see you like books.
Is elven elder speech?
Yes.
Can I roll an elder speech check to see if I can understand the title of the book?
Yeah, sure. She's like, oh yeah, well, I was a scholar, actually. I do like books. Yes.
19.
Witches aren't most charismatic.
Yeah. So yes,
I got a 13 for that.
You can see she is reading a copy, an elven copy of Illithine's Prophecy.
Is that him or me?
That's what he saw the book to be. What was your...
14.
14 on the... What was that?
Oh, sorry, 13.
On the book. Elder Speech? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Illithine's Prophecy. You can tell it's quite a common book. Mm. Talks about how the world's going to end in a white fury of coldness and death.
With that check, do I know any quotes from it?
Yeah, you probably do know Illithine's Prophecy quite well. Something about elder blood, that's all you need.
Can I, in elven or in elder speech, can I say, oh, Illithine's prophecy, and the blood shall rain down from the sky and all shall be as it once was?
She sort of responds quite well to that. Oh, yeah, well, it's a bit dramatic. I don't think it meant to be taken literally, but yeah,
But a simple merchant, ma'am, literal thinking is my forte.
Clearly.
I fucking know.
how can I help you two today? You said you were looking for someone.
Do you mind if I take the lead on this?
Go ahead. I did the book thing. Yeah. That's all me.
Ma'am, we're looking for a person. I hope you can help us. Name of Han Nazir.
Yes, I know him.
Yeah, look, I
know that face.
That face says a lot. You two got history.
No, but he's this gross old vagrant who just, I don't know, he rummages through trash and stuff.
Look, if there's one thing I've learned, it's not to judge a book by its cover, eh? And I gesture to the book.
But, that was great. But the book's cover tells you what the book is. So it has the title on it, and how else are you meant to know what's in it? And also, when choosing a book from a selection of books, you do judge it by its cover.
No, that's true, but you know, reading
I've always hated that saying, actually.
Reading the dictionary is going to give you a lot you need to know, but it's not exactly exciting to read, if you know what I mean.
No one reads the dictionary, so.
Well, it's how I learned elder speech.
Fair enough.
Something else that Barclay knows is that one man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's true.
As a merchant.
That's true. So, capitalism. Yeah. Speaking of, you look a little hungry. Consider this a gift from Barclay's Bits and Barbs. And I'm going to give her a ration pack.
Right. She is very gracious. Thank you so much. If you ever need anything, feel free to talk to me again.
Well, I need Han Nazir.
Yes. Well, you'll usually find him down on the banks of the Yoruga trying to fish or something like that.
Oh. Yoruga, you know what? You're Yorugan me crazy.
You know what? I take back that thing I said about come back if you ever need anything. No, I'm joking. I don't mind the wordplay. But yes, no, I'm an expert on many subjects. If you need help with anything, I'm more than happy to lend my ear.
Ma'am, what sort of subjects do you know?
Elven history mainly is sort of what I'm mostly good at. I'm very good at translating elder speech, you know, in real time. I can translate, I can...
Look, just while we're here and while we're having this powwow, do you have a lot of knowledge on the history of Zentria?
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
You wouldn't happen to know the castle. Yeah, the castle. Was that entirely made by the humans when they so carelessly invaded?
It's funny you should ask. The entire city was actually built on top of the elven ruins when they invaded Zentria.
So, I mean, you could make an assumption that a lot of the lower levels probably are made up of old elven ruins.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that. The humans built their aqueducts on top of the catacombs, and they actually used the lower levels of the catacombs to flow water throughout the city. So a lot of the aqueducts actually lead into the catacombs and lead into older buildings. I know the church has trails through it that lead into the catacombs. Some of the sewer gates and sewer entrances actually lead into the catacombs as well.
You know, I have a real affinity for anything elven. I'm trying to eat it up while I can.
Sure.
Do you happen to know where I might find, say, like a map of the old ruins?
Oh, no. I imagine that you might find something in the castle. They have a library with history in it. Maybe an engineer or something might have something.
An engineer?
I know there is an entrance into the sewers. I know there is one northwest of the city, just that goes off into the banks of the Yaruga, roughly just past the island on the northeastern shore.
Fascinating.
Oh, ma'am, thank you so much. This has been so enlightening. I look forward to experiencing the end of the world the way that Ilithian wanted.
I don't think she wanted it. I think she just had a prophecy about... You know what? That's fine. But if you are going to investigate the catacombs, hold on a moment. And she quickly gets a piece of paper and scribbles some symbols down. And she says, a lot of the elves would use different symbols and stuff for navigation. So you might need this if you're going to investigate them at all.
Well, thank you so much. We'll look into that, and I'll hand the symbols over to you, Shadrach.
Yeah, so it's just a page where basically there is an index of different elven symbols that aren't a part of their language, but will describe things as one like safety, you know, this direction, that direction, that sort of thing. It's all sort of navigation stuff. Pass it back to these guys.
Yeah.
You guys, so you've got yourselves into the inner part of the city, but how are you actually going to get yourselves into the castle and through the castle walls? That is the next challenge, because here's the royal magician, magister, magician, druid person.
Are we able to, like obviously Rhysandra got us in, was she able to potentially send a message up the chain that... that we're looking for?
She can't, because she's currently
tied to the post.
Yeah, she's tied to the post. But you could probably get that, because obviously people arrive and need to speak to people. So you can probably try and do that.
Is there another, like a few other guards on patrol? We can sort of flag one down to
you can definitely
go
up to the castle walls and be like, yo, we're here to see Malsak, if you want to try that.
Yeah, Cass, my good friend, allow us to enter the castle walls and let me do all the talking.
I'll give you the first pass, the great Ronnie, but we're on a very, very strict timeline and you stink. So,
don't worry, my friend. One pass is all I need. Let us approach.
Can I, before we head up there, can I potentially give him some of my magic healing eye drops just to sort of lessen some of the stank?
So you know that Ronnie is a fierce machine that operates at peak performance only when he is
when he's
boosted. So if you do... sort of,
I'll lose that charisma.
Cure him. He might sort of have a headache or something, and might not be as charismatic. So he's sort of operating at peak right now.
Yeah, it's peak, Ronnie.
Okay, so we're walking together up to the castle wall.
So you see two more of the Centric Guard. The only difference between them and Rhysandra is that they are actually wearing their helmet.
Excuse me, my good friends. Me and my friend Cass here are here to see your lovely mage who resides in this town, Sir Moussak. Would you allow us entry into your fine facility so my friend can engage with the dearest mage?
We will send a runner to see Malsak, see if you'll see. What was the names, please?
Oh, the name, so well, the name. I'm surprised you don't know it yourself. The name is the great Ronnie Gianfranco Destino III. But you, my friends, may call me just the great Ronnie Gianfranco Destino.
And
sort of see one guy just slowly look at the other one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then look back and sort of look at you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to use a bit of my plus charm to the humans. Like, you know, yes, fantastic specimen here. I am the marginally renowned mage, Cass Voltana. We go way back. And if you can just leave in the message there as well, Aldersburg. Just put that as Cass is here on behalf of Aldersburg, please.
Great. Excellent. And I assume that is you calling in your favor.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So he will come down to see you. And you do see Malsak. After a couple of minutes, a thick-set man with a bushy beard wearing a soft gold-coloured doublet with bunched fabric forearms and a simple brown leather belt around his waist comes down to greet you. Ah, Cass, good to see you, friend.
Malsak, you old dog. What's been going on, mate?
He comes in and he does the bro, like, clasp. Yeah. The fuck yeah, clasp.
Full bro down, bro hug.
It's like, yeah,
predator handshake.
Come in. Let's get you out of the rabble. Bring your... friend?
Dear friend.
Wonderful, dear wonderful.
Friend. Dear friend, this must be the magical Musak I've heard oh so much about.
Yes, this must be the great Gianfranco Destino III, Ronnie, I believe?
Oh, sir, you are correct in that assumption.
Yes, good. Anyway, follow me, come to my office, we'll have a talk. I can't spend too much time, I have a lot to do, unfortunately, but sure, I'm, you know, Aldersburg and all that. We can sort something out.
Definitely, definitely.
He takes you through the castle and eventually to a small office with books and
as
magical...
As we're rolling through the castle, can we roll a perception check just to sort of scout the area and
absolutely,
sort of see what's
you can,
what?
Yes.
Good idea.
Go ahead and do a awareness check for me.
17.
Wonderful. So as you enter, there's a rather large entry hall with several... different offshoots of rooms that move off into the castle. He takes you up a flight of stairs and then off to the left and then into a small room. But as you walk through, you do notice a few things. One, there isn't guards everywhere. You actually realize that there is almost no armed presence within the castle, except for one location. There is one guard standing by a door with heavy iron bandings and a lock on it off to the left, just down a small flight of stairs that you can see upon entry into the castle. That is the only guard you see inside.
Can I, just casually to Malsak, impressive looking door there, sir. What's going on there?
Oh, it's just down into the barracks, which leads into the jails and things like that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But yes, you'll have to forgive the state of the castle. Everyone's sort of out fighting with Calanthe and all that. So yes, hopefully they're due to return, our queen shall emerge victorious, return to the royal princess and her station. It will be wonderful.
I'm sure she will, and it will be very wonderful indeed. But my friend Malsak, I wouldn't come and call in this favor if it wasn't of dire urgency.
No, of course. That's why I take you so seriously. Now, he gestures inside to his office.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so we walk in, we sit down, and I just mentioned, you know, that fateful fortnight we spent at... Aldersburg House of Sodomy. You know,
oh my God.
Just how much of a broken man you were at the end of that 2-week period. And you know, the following 2 weeks after that, in nursing you back to health, repairing broken bones, both literally and physically, was a very, very painful and love-filled undertaking. So I need to call that favor in today, good sir. I know it was decades ago, but you said if there was ever a time you needed me to call, I'm calling in that one.
You can see him get rather upset that you've mentioned it at all in front of company. But he's, I would be happy to oblige, Cass. But the past is the past, and let's not ever dwell on it again.
Yes, yeah, we don't want to make it linger like some of those horrible STIs that took much spellcraft to eliminate from your person.
I'll have, Ronnie, it was a spell. There was other mages involved. Don't ask.
My friends, I will not ask a question if I only can get an address from the both of you.
Aldersburg, 42 Blue Wren Way.
Scribbling that down on my little notepad here.
Now, how can I help you, Cass?